a large, diversified, and specialized company. 2003 to 2012. In 2003, we inaugurated our plant for the aerospace industry as Friesa Wyman Gordon. In the first year, we obtained the AS9100 and NADCAP manufacturing and customer approval certifications. And in the second year, we managed to be profitable. In 2006, we bought our partner share and transformed into Friesa Aerospace. In Europe, the commercial department warned of the wind industry's imminent expansion to the United States. The opportunity to supply flanges for their turbogenerator towers opened up. In June 2004, we purchased a used press and ring mill. We conditioned them, and by January 2005, we were rolling rings. It was quite a feat. From 2005 to 2008, our staff grew threefold and our sales tenfold. This growth enabled us in 2008 to set up the Garcia plant, where two automated lines operate for large diameter rolling. We committed to the Friesa culture with training programs and a campaign on our values. We created the Friesa Foundation and obtained the distinction of socially responsible company from the Mexican Center for Philanthropy, or CEMEFI. In 2011, Friesa Forjados and Friesa Aerospace merged, and Eduardo Garza Tejunco became CEO. Meanwhile, another growth cycle was beginning, and we extended the aerospace plant. Subtopic: Big Expansion at Forjados. Diameters, Volume, Garcia Plant. Line 3 enabled us to forge rings of up to 10 feet, 3 meters in diameter. Line 4, the one we brought back to life, gave us the capacity to manufacture heavy rings of up to 20 feet. In 2005, the growing wind flange segment added to an increasing volume in our traditional segments. At Garcia, we installed an 8,000-ton press and another 4,000-ton one. Lines 5 and 6 gave us the capacity for diameters of up to 26 feet in continuous process with state-of-the-art technology. Once the effects of the 2009 global crisis had abated, Friesa was prepared for new growth challenges.